It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What's happening, everybody? Thanks for checking us out. We're the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach. Go by DB730, and you're the one podcast here on the web that's talking daily fantasy sports every single day for you. And that includes interviews, industry news, and, of course, picks and predictions for the night's game. And we've got a good chunk of all that coming today on the podcast. I do have some stuff in the industry I want to hit up. We haven't really been doing that lately because we've been just so action-packed with games, but a pretty light night into the NBA, so I thought it was a good day to kind of get you up to date on some of the promotions and stuff that's going on within the industry. We will go over those NBA games and also pretty good slate of college basketball games as well. So that's what we've got lined up for you today on the podcast. But let's kick it off talking about what is going on in the industry. And let's face it, when you've got new sites popping up every single couple of months, it seems, we've got our hands full kind of informing you of what exactly is going on. But first off, let's start at BuzzDraft. They're one of the newer people to come to the daily fantasy market. And they got a little bit of a late start in the football season, but it's like anything that the one thing I've learned in talking to a lot of these site owners and operators is that it never really goes as smooth as you think it is. Like, you always set a day, a time, a goal, and then usually it seems to like happen several months after that initial goal time because you run into so many snags and snafus. But they are up and running. They got their NBA product up and going, and they are pretty unique in the market in the sense that they actually brought in a professional athlete to help endorse their product. And in football season, it was Jonathan Stewart of the Carolina Panthers, and they promised us that they were going to have somebody for the NBA. Well, they just announced that Ronnie Brewer of the Chicago Bulls is going to be their professional athlete slash promoter for this NBA season. And I think they're going to do like they did with Jonathan Stewart, where you can win an entry into a tournament where you play against them, and whoever wins a good chunk and a free roll, something like that. And the specs aren't quite out there, but make sure you check their site about that. But here's the one thing about it. First off, Ronnie Brewer, I know some people are going to say, who the hell is he? You know, NBA daily fantasy players know who he is, but mainly because Luol Deng went out for a while. He's certainly not one of the more high-profile players. I think Jonathan Stewart was a bigger get for them than Ronnie Brewer. But nonetheless, he's somebody I heard of, and let's face it, professional athletes don't come cheap. So that's the first thing. The second thing, though, that I think is important is when they run the tournament, because the key is that they promote it is you get to play against a professional athlete, which is kind of cool to think, you know, you're going to have an actual NBA player participating in a daily fantasy contest. Except, you know, when they did that with Jonathan Stewart, he picked the entire Carolina Panthers roster. So obviously he had no chance of winning, and it was kind of lame in my estimation. No, now I don't blame him because, you know, last thing you want to do is go on a daily fantasy site and, you know, start taking players that aren't your own. You know, you want to show team solidarity, this and that. So I know why he did it. But if the people at BuzzDraft are listening to this, here's my one request. The day you run the tournament, make sure the Chicago Bulls are not playing. Because I don't want to go through the same situation where we get to see his picks and, you know, he's picking John Lucas III. You know, that's not what we want. That's not really enhancing, you know, the experience. So I'd really love to see what these guys think on a basis, on a real daily fantasy basis. Now, obviously, they don't do the research, but as a player, to get their feelings on other players, I think is kind of a cool little thing. So that's my one thing for you out there at BuzzDraft. But good job. You know, you guys are going outside the box a little bit, bringing somebody in to help you promote your product. So if you haven't signed up over there, as we always tell you to do, go through our links here on RotoGrinders. Great deposit bonus for you in doing that. And also, down the road, again, the more things that come up, if you go through our links, a lot of times you're eligible for those incentives and other options. So check them out, buzzdraft.com. Also, over there at FanDuel, and, you know, these guys own the market. I don't want to say own it, but they've got a big chunk of the daily fantasy market. And doing a little nice extra thing that they didn't have to do. And, you know, I've talked about it here on the podcast where I really think it would be neat if daily fantasy sites started including like prizes as well as cash. And I think we saw a little bit of it over there at draft day where they did the jersey score where you could, you know, win a jersey of your player's choice on top of the first place prize. And they also did the really cool promotion with the artist where you where they'd actually commission a painting from you if you won the tournament. And it was really innovative. I loved it. And maybe they'll do something like that for the NBA too. But, you know, something ancillary besides money. Now, obviously, we all love money. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, if you win a lot of money, you can buy things. We totally understand that. But I thought it would be cool to do something for, you know, I talked about the iPad on here. Do an iPad contest where for $5, you know, and you can obviously have enough money in there where they can buy the iPad. But for a lot of people out there who don't want to spend the $600-$700, might be a good way for you to end up getting that. Well, this is what FanDuel did is they have their monthly free rolls, you know, for players on their site. Of course, you accumulate FanDuel points. The more points you have, it kind of puts you into a different level of free roll. They've got gold, silver, and bronze. And obviously, if you play in the gold, you can play in the silver and the bronze. But besides the money, what they're doing is they're adding gadgets, cool gadgets. And they went the Apple route, which is never a bad thing. So if you're first place in the gold tournament, you now get $1,300 and a MacBook Air. So that doesn't suck. If you're first place in the silver, you win the cash prize, but then you also get an iPad 2. And if you're in the bronze, you win that, you get the cash, and you get an iPad Touch. So something that they really didn't have to do, because let's face it, I don't think many people were complaining about, you know, these free rolls that they were having, saying that, you know, was it worth it? I mean, heck, anytime people, these sites throw together these free tournaments, I mean, it's free. I don't think that there's any point in time you can complain about it. But the fact that they added even more incentive for you is pretty cool. So the one thing about that is, and I think they started to do it a little bit recently, is I wish they promoted a little bit more because sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle and I forget about it and this and that. So, you know, maybe something more on the, you know, front page of their actual site. Because even though they send emails, a lot of times I don't even read them. So, but good job by them again by kind of adding something that they certainly didn't need to add. I also think, and actually I don't even have to say I think, I know we're going to have some big announcements coming from some other sites in the coming days and even weeks, so definitely stay tuned for that. The one thing I want to point out is Draft Street, you know, and I'm very curious to see what their plan is going to be going forward, especially for baseball season, because it's such a big deal. Because, you know, if you look around, they're the one site who's been pretty constant in the way that they are running their daily fantasy games, which is, you know, strictly the, and they've got a lot to offer between the snake drafts, the weekly games, the GPPs, the 50-50s. I mean, they offer a lot on their site. I'm not knocking them there. But they haven't really gone out the box, outside of the box, and run any sort of incentive-based, I guess, kind of tournament. You know, we've seen, obviously, sites like FanDuel with the FFFC, and they also had it for the Daily Fantasy Baseball Championship, which are pretty cool. Daily Joust has done the Super Joust and kind of mixed things up here with their Solo Survivor Tournament. Draft Day, of course, had that huge, what was it, Trip to the Strip, $10,000 tournament that was, you know, $5 entry. That was a pretty cool thing that they did. So a lot of other sites, you know, even Draft Zone did their satellite tournaments, which got you into that big season-long NFL tournament. And, of course, Profanity sent people to Vegas. So, you know, a lot of these other daily sites are kind of doing these other promotions, you know, outside of just running their games. And I know that the people who run Draft Street are smart people. You don't, you know, become one of the top, if not the top daily fantasy site out there, you know, without having smart people who run the show over there. But the one thing I think that is important is not only do you try and get new customers, which they've probably been as good as anybody out there in doing, but you do want to retain the customers that you have. And I'm not saying they're not doing that, but these sort of incentive-based kind of big prizes, I think draw a lot of people to the site and get people to play on the site even more than they already do. And yeah, you know, maybe the grinders aren't the focus of their marketing efforts because, you know, obviously they want to get the new players on there. But the bottom line is, you know, I think down the road they're going to do things like that, and I'll be excited to see what they are. But I'm just waiting for it because we've kind of seen everybody else do it. So let's cross our fingers, and I'm sure we will see it here in the not-too-distant future over there at Draft Street. But let's go ahead and move on, talk some NBA basketball. Of all, only three games to chat about tonight. First game I want to talk about tonight, the Pacers and the Nets. Pacers are playing horrible. Last night, they lost again. Paul George stunk it up in a game which a lot of people thought, including myself, he would have a good showing with Danny Granger out. But maybe tonight's the night. He scored 45 points combined in the last two games against the Nets this year. Danny Granger could be back, and let's face it, they certainly need him because they looked pitiful last night. As for the Nets, you can't go wrong with Deron Williams, folks. 34 points in the last game against the Pacers. Also 26 and 11 assists just last night. So he is a guy who the offense runs through. As for maybe a sleeper play in this game, don't look any further than Sheldon Williams there with the Nets. He's not a bad sleeper play. Had a really nice game last night. Wouldn't be surprised if he put together another decent effort for his low salary. Bulls and Celtics should be a good matchup, but Derrick Rose looks like he's going to be out again. That means C.J. Watson will run the point and probably chuck up a bunch of threes like he normally does. Luol Deng had 12 points in the last game against Boston. I'm not sure I would go that route. Maybe Noah and Boozer are the smarter plays. Celtics very soft in the interior. Noah had a pretty good game the last two times these teams played each other. As for the Celtics, you got to be careful here. The Bulls actually have held the Celtics to 84 points per game in the last three games out there at the United Center in Chicago, so I wouldn't expect a high-scoring game here. Rajon Rondo, though, been getting it done for Boston lately. Had a triple-double the other day. Another big game last night. Same can't be said for Paul Pierce. He is slumping once again. I don't know if he got back into the Twinkies or what, but just looks slow. You know, it's weird how he just kind of turns it on and turns it off. Chris Wilcox, another decent game for him yesterday. That's two in a row. Even Juwan Johnson had 10 and 5. And keep your eyes and ears out for the status of Mr. Kevin Garnett for tonight's game. Not sure exactly what his status is going to be quite yet. And only the third and last game to talk about, Trailblazers and Clippers. No LaMarcus Aldridge again, but I have to say, very impressed with Nicholas Batum. I haven't watched a lot of the Trailblazers this year, but that kid is long, meaning he's tall, he's strong, and he can stroke the three-pointer. I really was impressed by the game I saw last night from Nicholas Batum, so I'll probably be going with him tonight. Gerald Wallace had a great game, so did Jamal Crawford. So all these guys are going to have to step up in Aldridge's absence. Even Marcus Camby, he's a decent option at center. You know, over on Daily Joust, he's not sitting there too expensive. Hits the glass hard, doesn't kill your salary cap, so won't give you as many points, but he'll be out there hitting the boards and maybe blocking some shots. As for the Clippers, obviously, Caron Butler, you can't argue with his success lately. 22-6 over the last two games. And if you look at his history against Portland, 23 points per game and 8 rebounds in the last four games against the Blazers. Obviously, Blake versus guys like Craig Smith and Kurt Thomas. Yeah, thank you. I think I will take some of that. So look for Blake Griffin to probably perform at a high level this evening. So that's the quick rundown of your NBA basketball for tonight. Best of luck. I want to say thanks to my good friends over there at Daily Joust, great sponsor here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Make sure you check out their site. If you haven't played over there yet, what's your problem? You know, give them a chance to earn your business. The one thing I think you'll really see is how improved their interface is and how improved the number of players that are going to their site is really jumped as of late. And the one thing I really love to see are all the new faces and new names out there. No, not only because, you know, that might mean that they're easy money, but, you know, sometimes maybe in the beginning over there at Joust, it was always the same people, but that's not the case anymore. definitely improved, bringing lots of new people to the site. So make sure you check them out for that. Also, when it comes down to putting teams together, say for college basketball tonight, you want to do some daily fantasy, but you don't want to play NBA because there's only three games. Well, at Joust, it's really easy to put together a sport, a team, even in a sport that you don't know, because they have such great game logs and such great statistics for you to look at right there on the site. It's not difficult to put teams together whatsoever. So give them a chance to earn your business. We appreciate their sponsorship. They are dailyjoust.com. Final thoughts here on some college basketball for tonight. Good little slate of games. Here are some guys I am going to consider. First off is Austin Rivers there at Duke. They take on NC State. Was a little off in the last game against Maryland. Before that, he was red hot with fantasy numbers the last three games before that one. And I love his price over there on Draft Street. It's a home game versus an NC State team that's just kind of average in my mind. So Rivers fills it up most of the time. He's a scorer. He can also board. And obviously, being the point guard, he's going to dish out some assists. So just the type of player you like in that type of format. Looking to Michigan State, they go against Wisconsin. Draymond Green. I usually don't like going with players that go against the Badgers defense because they're so good. But Green is flat out a stud. He had 18 and 14 in their previous game this season against Wisconsin. And he's a pretty consistent fantasy performer because he'll basically do everything for you, especially when you consider sites with rebounds and assists like FanDuel and Draft Street. I think Draymond Green's a no-brainer. And even on Daily Joust, I think he's like 160K. I think he can pay that off. He can easily go for 20 to 25 points, no question about that. Next guy is Josh Owens. He's the big man from Stanford. And he is a beast down low. And they are a team there that likes to spread the wealth around, so that kind of takes a little bit away from his value. But in this game against Oregon State, it's going to be an up-and-down affair. Oregon State scores lots of points. And I think that you're going to see the Cardinal rely heavily on Owens. He had 16 and 11 in their first matchup this year, and I think it should be, again, a higher-scoring game. So I look for Josh Owens to put up some good numbers for Stanford. And my sleeper of the night for you is Nick Colella over there at Penn State. This guy's a walk-on. He obviously did something right to impress the coaching staff because he's a starter. In the last three games, played 29, 37, 32 minutes. So obviously he's getting plenty of run out there on the court. And he's come through okay. 18 fantasy points, 10 and 12 respectively on Draft Street. But he's super cheap. You know, those aren't great numbers, but he's only 5K. So for a guy that cheap to play that many minutes, and he's only like, I think, 65K or so on Daily Joust. So another guy who I think is of great value play for the price. So therefore, you can afford some of the higher priced guys in college basketball tonight. So that's your rundown of college hoops, and that's your rundown here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. I'm out of here. Please follow us on Twitter if you haven't already, at Roto Grinders. You can also check out our Facebook page. And if you got any feedback whatsoever, send me an email, dan@rotogrinders.com. And very simply, subscribe to this podcast over there on iTunes. So until tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great night, and we will talk to you then. See you.